joy that's unique. I wish this was the way we maybe all felt or anticipated every Sunday morning, but there's something really special about this gathering. I think in part that might be because we know this story so well. And this story has such great significance for our lives. Every year we revisit the same characters. The cast doesn't change, does it? Right? It's shepherds and angels and a teenage girl and her husband. And it's the same crew. It's the same places, the same proclamation. And yet, maybe it's exactly that familiarity that brings with it such meaning. Now, this ancient story, it resonates deeply within us. Well, today, I want to invite you to forget the story that means so much to us, actually. Just for a moment, a few minutes, if you can, and it's a tough task to ask you to just pretend as if you don't know the Christmas story. But that's what I want to ask you to do. I want you to act like you've never heard it before. This is your first time. You've come, and you have no idea who these people are or what they're doing or where they're going. I want you to try and listen again with new ears. Now, I'm going to read just a part of Luke chapter 2. We've heard it already tonight, except you haven't. This is your first time hearing the story, right? Okay. So that night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." All right, so you've never heard this story, right? First time. And so you must be shocked by what you've just heard. Yes? Because nothing about this story makes any sense if you're hearing it for the first time. The Messiah has been born. That's amazing. Maybe that makes some sense. We've been waiting for a Messiah. But nothing else quite fits. It's all wrong. It's completely unexpected. Think about it. If the Messiah of the world, the one who would set loose justice that would flow like mighty waters, the one who would rule and reign over all things, if he had finally been born, then why in the world was he born in Bethlehem? We love Bethlehem because we know the story, but Bethlehem has no significance then or now. In fact, it's always lived in the shadow of Jerusalem. It's just a couple miles down the road. We got to go there this spring. Sits up on a ridge. Beautiful, wonderful, but it holds no significance or importance in the scope of the world. And again, if anywhere that the Messiah would be born, it would be in Jerusalem. There is where the temple lies. That is where the palace is housed. It's not Bethlehem, ho-dunk, backcountry Bethlehem. And we're going to find him where exactly? In a manger? You mean like the container that holds animal drool and slobber because it's what they eat out of? You're telling me that that's where the king of the world is being laid? That makes no sense. Does it make any sense to you? It shouldn't. Yeah, thank you. It shouldn't make any sense. It should be totally shocking to us. I know. We've heard it before, and so it kind of becomes familiar. But this is just unexpected. And who did the birth announcement go out to? Did it go out to Herod? Well, no, we learned he's maniacal, so that's a good thing the birth announcement didn't go out to him. Did it go to Caesar? Did Caesar get an invitation to come to the manger and see the newborn king? No. In fact, I know the shepherds are terrified, shocked. They're completely caught off guard when those angels appear to them in the field.
I imagine, though, that it's actually when they get to Mary and Joseph that the real surprise hits. Because when they get there, they're the only ones there. There's no royal dignitaries, no Roman brass. Guys, there's not even like the village elder or the synagogue leader who's been invited to come. All who you would expect, it's the unexpected. The shepherds, the lowly working class, probably uneducated shepherds. This doesn't make any sense. It's completely unexpected. But isn't that one of the dominant themes that we've been seeing as we've looked at these stories that lead up to the birth of Christ? It's one expected turn after another. How in the world could have E and Z, Elizabeth and Zechariah, how could they have ever expected in their old age to have their prayers finally answered? There was no way. No way. How in the world could Mary, a teenager, I have a 14-year-old, how in the world could a teenage girl expect to carry in her womb the one who would finally set things right? The truth of the stories that lead up to the birth of Christ declare that God is with the people you might least expect, in the places you might least expect, at the times you might least expect, which just might be the best, most needed news we need to hear. Because you see, I'm quite fond of you all. I really am. I like you, you know. Those of you that I know, I think quite highly of you. But if we're honest, you and I are not cream of the crop. We're not. Anyone here fabulously wealthy? Incredibly, you know, are you a celebrity? Do you wield great power? Evan, of course. The exception to every rule. We're just ordinary people. We know our flaws and limitations. We know the voice and the pull of our false self. And so deep down, we actually have a hard time believing that God would ever come to us. God might be with that person over there. Maybe I can get my head around that, but not me. No way. But the stories surrounding Christ's birth and the birth itself disagree with you when you say that. They disagree with you when you say that there's no way God would come to you. Because God comes to those we would least expect, to shepherds, peasant teenagers, just making it carpenters, long given up senior citizens. And you. God is with us. As crazy as that sounds, as unexpected as it might be, Christ has come, Emmanuel, God with us. So here's a couple of questions. When the unexpected shepherds were told that the Messiah had been born, and when they were invited to go and see this Prince of Peace, do you know what they did? Yeah, they went. They went. In fact, the text says that they hurried to the village. And after they had seen the unexpected baby, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Friends, this Christmas, may your faith and hope be reignited. May you believe again that God is with you. And may you, like the shepherds, respond to this unexpected good news by seeking out Christ, by hurrying to him and approaching him with anticipation and wonder. And may you, like those shepherds, tell the world, run through the streets about this unexpected discovery you found. God with us. God with us. Would you pray with me? God, may you open our hearts if they are hard today, if they are wounded, if they are questioning, if they are doubtful, if they are unsure of this really unexpected and miraculous truth that you are with us. May you open our hearts to receive this good news that will bring great joy to all people, that you have come, Emmanuel, God with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.